Number one, have them read the scriptures. First, the Old Testament. There is plenty of evidence in the Old Testament about God's loving mercy. In fact, as we said, it all began in the Garden of Eden. God was merciful to our first parents. And all the messianic prophets, sisters, what are the prophets? What are the prophets prophesying? The first prophet to the last, they are the prophecies of mercy. And then, by the way, I like this. Our holy fathers, preferred name for Jesus is, incarnate mercy. I like that. Take chapter after chapter in Isaiah about the forthcoming suffering servant. A Messiah would suffer and die for his people. What is it except the prospect of holiness? Now the Lord, from almost the dawn of human creation, held out to whom? To sinners. Until, as we know, you have had a special teaching of the church to assure yourself that there is someone, to be exact, two people, about whom you are infallibly sure that they never sin, Christ and his mother. And that is why Christ, being the innocent Lamb of God, and his mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, they never sinned. And I add, I believe this is one of the reasons why religious life has fallen on such difficult straits or conditions in our times. I know religious life too well. In 75, 22 years ago, I was called to Rome and told to cancel my classes in New York for 10 days, maybe 12 days, one day going, one day coming back, for 12 days in Rome to get instructions on what to do in the United States to save what could still be saved of women's religious communities. I came back with 10 pages from the Holy See, 10 pages of directives what to do. And by the way, sisters, that's one reason I'm here, to protect the missionaries of charity. Of course, I was cordially invited by your superiors, but behind your superiors is the Holy See, to preserve those communities that are the hope of religious life in the future. And you are one of the chief hopes of Pope John Paul II. Don't disappoint him. I think I've told you this. Out of 362 women's communities in the United States, the lowest figure, there'll be 150 women's communities will be wiped out. And some very big ones with thousands of members will disappear. Now back to our subject. I think this is one of the main reasons for the crisis, the chaos in so many once flourishing religious institutes. The more sinful the world began to be, it has always been a sinful world. But, and this is one modern pope after another, the world has never been more sinful than in our day, thanks mainly to the media. The glorifying sin, canonizing criminals. In other words, sin is a deluge in the modern world, and the human mind is being stuffed with the awareness of crime. Sisters, I know newspapers well, over the years I had a conversion. I used to read the newspapers every day. I know the writers of newspapers. I know their editors over the years. And here is one of their principles. The newspapers must be, first of all, startling. Secondly, shocking. Thirdly, the newspapers must be scandalous to sell. Do you hear me? The newspapers specialize in crime. That's their business. And the result is, from the first page to the last, sin is glamorized, sin is publicized. Let me tell you a story. During my tertianship, during the week, of course, we have instructions, extra prayer, and so on. But weekends, as priests, Saturday and Sunday, we could do some apostolic work. My main work was serving as chaplain at a penitentiary, not just an ordinary jail, a penitentiary. And I found out, I wasn't surprised, among the prisoners were not a few Catholics. See, Catholics also commit crimes. Did you know that? So, I rounded up the Catholics. And there was a room full of Catholic criminals. And they were all major criminals. Murder, rape, arson. Major criminals. And all young men. So we had a talk. These are criminals and me. And most of them, either life imprisonment or 20, 30 years in jail. And we sat and we talked. Oh, I have them sit and I stood like they're doing now, see? So, I said, you Catholic prisoners, whatever whatever possessed you to commit your crimes.